WQCS now brings you Treasure Coast Happenings. Today's feature was previously recorded.
In the studio, Susan Brodeur is joining us with the American Red Cross. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure when you come to visit us here at WQCS. Today we're going to talk about the armed forces.
Correct. Yes, we have a program called the Service to the Armed Forces, SAF, is SAF, which is what we affectionately call it. And many people don't realize that the Red Cross has basically has a mandate from Congress for two things. One is to service our armed forces, and the second one is to respond to disasters. The Red Cross basically grew out of a need to help people on the wounded on the battlefield, and we have progressed since then. And we don't go on the battlefield like we used to as nurses, but we are still on the battlefield today.
Where the American Red Cross was actually out there.
Right. We had nurses, we staffed hospitals, but people don't realize today that we actually have people in those forward bases. We have Red Cross, their employees who are on forward bases all over the world serving our armed forces.
Now, when we say serving the armed forces, I know that's a big part of what the American Red Cross does. You guys do all sorts of things during the course of the year to help out the guys and the gals that are serving our country, whether it's the holidays where you're collecting stuff to ship to them overseas, or help take care of their families.
One of the biggest things we do, is speaking of families, is we help maintain communications with the families of the service people who are overseas in war zones. And the Red Cross has a representative in those most of those areas, maybe not in the smallest little forward bases, but we have representatives who are right there. And if there's an emergency here locally, then we verify that emergency. Then we contact, the Red Cross contacts their commanding officer and sees if the person needs to come home for an emergency. We're the ones that make that connection and arrangement with them. And, so it's a very valuable service.
I would say so. They must love you for that. And you serve, obviously, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the National Guards, the whole
Reserves, veterans, military family members, and the Department of Defense civilians who are overseas.
That's right. And do you help families keep in touch with each other as well?
Well, and when there's the missing link type things, when they're in areas, like announcing a birth, your wife just had a baby, and they'll make sure that that you get that information. If telephone can be, with telephones nowadays, it's not quite as hard as it used to be.
It'd be hysterical if he hadn't seen his wife in 10 or 11 months.
Well, we don't get into those.
I go for the warped side of things. I apologize. The Red Cross, you guys locally serve St. Lucie, Indian River, Martin.
Yes, and we have a really, really neat program that we, the Red Cross is partnership with the St. Lucie County Master Gardeners and also the Port St. Lucie Botanical Gardens. And they have developed a garden there, and the veterans can go in there, military personnel can go in there, and they do gardening, and it's a therapy type for them. That for them and their families, yes. And it's been a very, very popular program.
You went and taught me something today. I didn't know that. I figured it would be a great place to go and meditate. I didn't know that they were actually in there digging and doing their...
Yes. I don't know if that it's a pilot program, but it is definitely a program that one of our master gardeners, who happens to be a Red Cross volunteer, came up with the idea, and it's just been fantastic. Very popular.
I love that. You guys are always there for us at all times. Are there phone numbers or anything that we need to know to connect with?
Yes. If veterans need help, and I'm serious, if veterans need help, we have an 800 number for them to call. It's 1-877-272-7337. Once again, 877-272-7337.
And just to clarify, you say any kind of help we're talking.
Well, basically, we are there a lot of times just to be a filtering agency, to sit there and say, well, we can't help you with this, but we try to find someone who can help them.
That's wonderful. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank the American Red Cross. This is 88.9 WQCS.
This has been Treasure Coast Happenings, a recorded public affairs feature presented here on WQCS.